Sudanese political parties have begun separate consultations this week to find mutual consensus among civilian parties ahead of forming a civilian-led transitional government. In a meeting between the Democratic Unionist Party and the commanders in the armed forces that signed the 2020 Juba Peace Agreement, the two sides announced they had agreed on more than 70% of matters related to forming a new government and that the remaining 30% involves technical matters. Speaking to reporters in Khartoum on Thursday, shortly after meeting with the Democratic Unionist Party, the faction leader of Sudan Liberation Movement, Minni Arko Minnawi, described the meeting as fruitful. He says an announcement should be coming soon.
All of the political forces that we met with are in agreement that an urgent formation of the transitional government is needed to move the country from the current situation to a permanent democratic rule through a fair and credible election.
The move comes a few weeks after Sudan's top military general Abdel Fattah al-Burhan announced the army is stepping aside and allowing civilian political parties to engage in dialogue and form a transitional government. Speaking at the same event, Ibrahim al-Merghani, the head of political bureau at the Democratic Unionist Party, said the meeting had set a clear roadmap over what he termed as a slight differences among the parties. He says the meeting resolved to continue with consultations with other political forces, which should lead to a unified mechanisms for political dialogue.
There are no many differences among the national political forces about the transitional issues. We only remain with very slight differences that will not affect the continuation of dialogue, which will lead to a completion of the transitional period and sustainable democracy in the country.
Al-Merghani says talks that will continue over the coming days are aimed at reaching a consensus for a formation of a transitional government. He says the parties recognize the role played by the United Nations and the African Union in previous talks, but the primary responsibility lies among Sudanese themselves.
We do recognize the need and the role of the trilateral mechanism, but at the same time, the nature of the dialogue should be among the Sudanese forces by themselves. What happened today confirms that the Sudanese are capable of reaching a solution by themselves.
In October last year, General al-Burhan led a military coup on the civilian government of former Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok. Since then, pro-democracy protesters have continued with demonstrations demanding the military step down and allow a civilian-led government to run the country. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.